It's playoff time on the PGA Tour. Thanks for joining us in the grill room with Bob and Jay. I'm Bob Bubka. Proud to be here with my partner, Jay Randolph Jr. Well, your thoughts, Jay, on the first playoff event, the FedEx St. Jude Championship. 125 players were vying for the coveted 70 spots to go on to the next event. Your thoughts?
So far, I've never seen anything like that on the LIV Tour. I thought it was phenomenal. You got Will Zalatoris, who everybody kind of knows is the guy that hasn't, you know, broken through with a victory. But you got another guy who's fighting and been fighting. And because his name is Sepp Straka, you know, people know him for his name, maybe not his game. And I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was great TV, great theater, great drama, and a super way to kick off the PGA Tour FedEx Cup championship.
Well, that's what makes these shows good, because my prism looked at it a little bit different. First, I could not believe that Cam Smith would be assessed a two-shot penalty the following day under the statement that a rules official just happened to be watching the TV broadcast and just happened to see that infraction, and certainly Cam didn't deny it. But, I mean, you know, 24 hours after the fact, something has to be done in the rules of golf. And I don't think Zalatoris actually won that. I think Straka, gave it to him. I mean, made mistakes after mistake. After Zalatoris drove it up against that fence, for Straka not to just take an iron and hit it down the fairway, I couldn't believe what I was watching. When he finds it on the side of that bank, Jay, and he had his shoe off, all he has to do, go in there, move it up about 100 yards, and give himself a hell of a lot easier shot. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes you see mistakes happen that you say, wow, that never should have happened. But anyway, I mean, the one bright spot for me, in all honesty, was that Zalatoris did win, and you, before anybody in this golf business, tabbed Zalatoris as the real deal, and you did that about 8 or 9 months ago. So I want to congratulate you on that. I mean, he is a stick. There's no doubt about it. Here's what he had to say after that win.
It's kind of hard to say about time when it's been your second year on tour, but about time. Considering all the close finishes that I've had this year, to finally pull it off is it means a lot. The first second that I had at the Masters was life-changing because it put me in position, to play out here as much as I wanted to and put me kind of on the map. The second at the PGA was kind of affirmation that it wasn't a fluke of a week. And then the third one at the U.S. Open gave me more belief that I can win a major, or I can win, win out here. Obviously, this was my week. I think I've always had the attitude of the job's not done, and as great as it is to pull this off, I still feel like I've got some unfinished business going forward. It's obviously very satisfying, but this is the peak season for us, obviously, for the PGA Tour players, and the grind continues.
Well, very well said, Jay. I mean, definitely he's got talent.
Well, I think you remember it took David Duval a number of years to win. I'm not necessarily comparing him to David Duval, even though the pedigree is there. And I think that, Duval got that victory and busted out with a number of victories, still had to wait on the major. But this is big for Willie Z. And it'll be interesting to see what it propels him to these next 2 weeks with the opportunity in his second year of being a professional golfer to walk away with $18 million. At some point, the money, I know that the money at Live is silly, and all that. But I mean, $18 million to a 23 or 4-year-old, my goodness.
You know, it was funny when you said that he has an opportunity to walk away with $18 million and then walk away. If he went,
yeah.
If the truth be known. I mean, that's a pretty big cush. I mean,
that's bigger than our buddy Justin Thomas was.
Yeah, he only had a $10 million cush. So, great play by Lucas Glover, though, made a big move. Lucas seems to be finding some of that old touch. Former U.S. Open winner, you can't discount him, made a big move up to third place.
The guy from Clemson just keeps on ticking. I mean, I didn't see any of this coming. I didn't even know that he'd made the 125 and now makes the big move. Also, Adam Scott playing well. Rahm and Morikawa. Ricky will be out after the – will Ricky be – I think Ricky's out. Maybe he's not. I'm not sure.
Let me ask you this question for the benefit of our listeners. Who do you think will win their next major first? John Rahm, Morikawa, or Matt Fitzpatrick?
John Rahm.
Good choice. Good choice. Morikawa, he's more and more I don't know.
He's dangerous. I mean, he'd be my second choice. I like Fitz a lot. I like Fitz a lot. I think, you know, a lot of things were perfect for him for that week, and you know, we'll see, you know, where his quest continues. But I I'm a Rahm guy.
All right, let me shine a little bit now. You pick Rahm as your first choice. You pick Morikawa as your second choice. I'm going to hazard a big guess that Fitzpatrick would be your third choice.
Oh, nicely done. That's why you're so good at those 21 tables.
Yeah, I keep getting 22. Anyway, Rory missed the cut. He's still in. Scheffler, he misses the cut. He's still in. We already discussed.
But not a good sign, Bob. I mean, not a good sign. You know, maybe they were getting some rust off, but, you know, you'd like to play all three events because of the point situation. So it's down to big time.
Yeah, it certainly is. And well, the top 70 in ties now advance to the second playoff event, BMW Championship. They've decided to move this playoff event around the United States. First, yep. It's going to be in Wilmington, Delaware, and then next year, the course that Jim Furyk loves, Olympia Fields, where Furyk won his U.S. Open. Then they go out to one of my favorites. I don't know if you've ever been there. Have you been to Castle Pines, Jay?
I have been there. I know you and Mr. Vickers are tight.
It's quite a place. It really is.
And I'm glad they're going back there.
Yeah, me too. It's a little bit different.
Yep.
You can dial up that 4 o'clock in the afternoon thunderstorm. That's an automatic. Caves Valley in 2025 in the Baltimore area. Great golf course. And then something dear to your heart.
Yeah, it was officially announced this morning that in 2026, Belle Reve once again will host a big-time event, the BMW Championship, in 2026. It's great for the St. Louis golf community. It's so difficult to get on that major championship platform or rotation. Belle Reve has done it and been tremendously successful, not only with the championships, but financially for the organizations. But, you know, they're probably, looking at 2030, mid-30s, if they're going to get a major. And who knows if they want to. This is a nice second level, if you will, good for all those courses. And the BMW Championship, the second playoff at Wilmington Country Club in Delaware, which the LPGA used to play. But the guys don't know much about it. So that'll be an interesting facet this week. Bob, the winner gets 2,000 FedEx Cup points again this week. Second is also big, a big difference between second and third, 1,200 to 760. 68 players are in the field. Cam Smith, he is out with a hip discomfort issue. And Cam is, of course, ranked second in the world, rumored to be going to LIV, but will not play this week at the BMW.
Yeah, well, that hip issue, I got worried that he was practicing carrying a, overweight wallet, because $100 million goes in that wallet. It does have a tendency to hurt your hip a little bit. So
yeah, he better get a big shovel to shovel all his money around.
Well, I think Cam should take you and I to Vegas with him. That $100 million wouldn't look so good.
I think Cam should dig deep in his soul and think about the history of the game, what the PGA Tour has meant to people, what it did for Norman. I mean, if it wasn't for the PGA Tour, there'd be no Norman Brand. Just maybe take a moment before you sign the contract.
Boy, oh boy. I have this vision in my head, Jay Randolph sitting down at this very stately table, and on the right hand of Jay is $100 million piled up real neat. On the other hand is, boy, you'll be a great guy, Jay, if you don't take that money. Woof! Money disappears.
I guess I have to understand the other side. We'll just see how long it can last. This week at the PGA Tour, the quote has been at the players meeting, anything is up for discussion, which tells me that whatever plan the PGA Tour had to quash this thing or really get the advantage may no longer be in play. I don't know. But when you hear the term anything's up for discussion, I'm not sure what to think.
Well, certainly every one of us would love to be a fly on the wall. And Jay's talking about a meeting with the PGA Tour players, Tiger's coming up, and who knows? I mean, nobody knows what's going to be said, but obviously they're rallying the troops because, these little skirmishes with Liv, PGA Tour has not been coming out on top. All right, Cameron Young, he's certainly going to be one of the betting favorites this week. His ball striking is great. Needs his putter to show up, Jay. He's certainly one of the best drivers on tour. Talking to a good friend of his dad's earlier today, and he said, Cameron's really been under a lot of pressure almost from day one. He's the son of a golf pro. He's an only child. Starting at age six, he was expected to do well in golf, and, he certainly has. I think he has incredible talent. I just don't know how much fun Cameron Young is having right now. And if you're not having fun out there, boy, your skills can diminish rapidly.
There have been a lot of players, though, as you know, Bob, that have not looked like they were having fun and were taking home big paychecks. I know what you're saying, especially at such a young age, but it's almost the way in which he plays the game and carries himself. And he's got to be motivated continually by his former teammate under Coach Jerry Haas at Wake Forest, Will Zalatoris. I mean, how about that duo at a college match? He's got a big opportunity in the next couple of years. We'll see what level he can get to. Finau is playing really good golf. I don't think it would surprise anybody. Another strong finish this week by Will Zalatoris to stay at the top of the FedEx Cup ranking. Rory, what's he going to do? John Rahm, good play last week. There's a whole lot of other guys. You mentioned Scheffler missing the cut. I mean, he goes out and wins this week, and he's back on top.
Yeah, he really is. And you know what? Let's put a bow tie on all this money discussion and go to an event where there is no money. But boy, what a championship it is. And I'm talking about the 122nd United States Amateur. I know I asked you last week, and you tried to make it to the U.S. Amateur, and you certainly were a good enough stick in your day. Remind me again how close you did get one year.
Came within two, and thought I needed to make a birdie on the final hole. And made a bogey, so you know I really kind of missed by one, but you know that was my when I knew that I couldn't qualify for the U.S. Amateur, I knew I could not play at the professional level. I wasn't going to do what needed to be done at that point to get to the professional level.
I'm not laughing at you, Jay. I'm laughing with you.
Yeah, I mean,
but it's funny when you just isolate the comment. Well, I wasn't good enough to really be a good amateur, so I figured probably not going to be a good professional.
Well, and I've known a lot of guys that tried to live the dream, you know, and played the J.C. Goosey mini tour down in Florida and, you know, the Nebraska Open and, you know, Pork and Beans Classic in Montana. I mean, it's changed a lot. There's more of them, but there's a lot more opportunities, different places.
Just look at that field at the U.S. Amateur, nearly 8,000 entries, 29 countries. Incredible. 312 players qualified or were exempted into the field, all trying to get into that top 64 after 2 days of medal play. And as you well know, Jay, if you can get it to match play, anything can happen. I mean, you know, over the course of 18 holes, not always the best golfer will come out on top. The real trick, obviously, is to get it into that final 64.
That's the thing, and that's the pressure, and you know, a lot of guys take care of it the first day where they're not going to have to worry about the cut. They just have a way of going low, or they play the right golf course because they do play two venues. It's a unique tournament. It's the best of the best on a USGA setup, and you know, it for the most part, when you look at the champions over the years, some have gone on to be some of the greatest players in the world. Some of them have gone on to be fantastic PGA Tour players, and a lot of them have had success at the PGA level.
Yeah, and a couple of amateurs that chose to stay amateur, even though they were fantastic. Jay Siegel's name comes to mind for me.
Yep. Yep.
And Fred Ridley.
Absolutely. No question about it. Those are two, a guy named Alan Doyle, who then turned pro on the Champions Tour, was a lifetime amateur, and then his mulligan came, the opportunity to turn pro and be a Champions Tour player. It's good stuff, and you got a unique situation that the USGA, I'm sure, had to discuss and decide. Arizona State senior David Puig and T.K. Chanuat, are you proud of that? I nailed that. the TK from Thailand, they are technically live players. They are playing as amateurs, though, in the events. Now, technically, they earn $267,000 and $136,000, respectively, in the LIV events. But the USGA has affirmed their amateur status because they only accepted 1,000 of their earnings. Now, that doesn't say anything. You can do that as an amateur these days and remain amateur. But it doesn't say that, you know, when these guys turn pro, one of them's going to get 266 and one of them's going to get 135.
They just ask somebody to hold it for them for a minute.
Yeah, just you know, and maybe take a little of the interest.
All right, as we wrap this up, Jay Randolph Jr., we alluded to it, but rumors of a player meeting in Delaware, the PGA Tour, obviously live the big topic, Tiger flying in. I know
big
you.
Big show and, next week, man. We're going to be loaded next week with the wrap-up of the BMW. We'll look back at the 122nd playing of the U.S. Amateur and what's happening with Liv and the Tour, and then get you ready for the Tour Championship.
Don't forget, if you'd like to drop us a line or give us your thoughts or opinion on the show, we'd love to hear from you. I'm STL Golf Geek on Twitter, while Bob, the VOG, the voice of golf, Bob Bubka, VOG. Check us out on Twitter.